104.9 The Morning X, 822. Andrea, that's your type of music, right? You like that?
I'm loving it. You like banging over here.
Growly screaming. That's your type of thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know me, Kev.
I can see you headbanging. You have good hair for headbanging.
I do, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Those curls are flying around. I used to do that back in the day.
It's Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back. Happy Thursday. Why don't you fill us in on what's happening across the Rockford region this weekend?
All right. Well, you know, we're busy. There's a lot of events going on and things to do. One that I love, that is so cute, Rockford Park District, they always work really hard to activate fun things for the family, even during times like right now. So if you head on over to Lockwood Park this Friday evening from 6 to 9, it's called Flicks on the Farm, and they're featuring Ferdinand, which is such a cute movie, and it's very family friendly. So head on over to Lockwood Park to enjoy that. They are asking, though, that folks do pre-register. So if you're interested, you can obviously call even today and see if they still have spots and tickets available. What I love about this is they are going to have the concessions and restrooms available for you if you need them, and the movie will be transmitted straight to your car.
Awesome. Yeah, you turn to that like station that doesn't get anything, 88.1 or whatever, and
so that is what's happening now. I know a couple of weeks back I talked about the 815 Rising Stars, where folks with a special talent could submit those. Well, they've narrowed them down to the top 20 acts so throughout the area. And this Saturday, they're going to have their online Rising Stars talent contest. So this
fun.
Is to support the Golden Apple Foundation. And it is going to, it's going to kick off on Saturday and go throughout the entire week. So
they apparently didn't like my video.
What was it that you submitted?
I do some impressions. You know, I can do Donald Duck in a blender. You want to hear it?
I love
you
it.
You want to hear it? It goes like this.
Why didn't you make the top 20, Kev? That's all I want to know.
I don't know. That's talent right there. If you can do Donald Duck in a blender, you can do any impression.
I'll have to work on that. I'll have to exercise my cheek muscles.
I guess I didn't use enough sound effects. I don't know.
I love it. Well, try again next year, that's for sure.
I will.
Check out the 815 Rising Stars. Again, this is online, so you can view it from the comfort of your home with your family. And there is a donation there to support the Golden Apple Foundation. So behind it is, of course, a very good local cause for our community.
Fun.
Yeah, so that is happening. I also want to mention, too, you just have another week or so to enjoy the Alpine Hills Snow Park. So if you haven't had the opportunity to check it out, you can do snow tubing, boarding. There is an opportunity to do some ice skating too. I know a lot of the snow is melting, which is great. And the sun's out. We've got some great temperatures, but they, of course, can make their own snow. So if you want to head on out there, I think the temps are going to be pretty mild and the sun's going to be shining this weekend.
I'd hate to be the guy who makes the snow and then it just snows a bunch and you're like, well, what am I going to do now? My work day is going to be boring.
I bet it would be so fun to be the guy or woman who makes the snow. Like, think about that.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't sound fun at all.
Oh, it doesn't? I think it'd be cool. Like, I wonder if they have, like, they can, like, move it all around and, like, throw it up in the air. I don't know. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Well, you and I have a very different definition of fun, man. It sounds
exactly.
Painstaking and exhausting is what it sounds like.
I mean, I would much rather be the one snowboarding or snow tubing down the hill, but that's just me.
Yes.
So that's what's going on. I also want to mention, too, if you want to check out these events, you definitely want to sign up for the Go Guide, which goes out every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Check it out. There's also at the bottom some helpful ideas from our staff that if you want to go eat, shop, or explore in the Rockford region, we'll give you some tips and ideas for where you can go and enjoy that locally.
Excellent. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau on the phone. Anything she just talked about and more at GoRockford.com. Thank you very much, Andrea, for joining us once again.
Thank you, sir.